Well, it is now our great pleasure to welcome the first of four Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh 2020 Teen Media Award winners that we're going to be speaking with this hour. Anzu Sekakawa is here. Good morning, Anzu.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for asking. I'm great. What school do you go to?
I'm a freshman at University of Pittsburgh, but I went to Fox Chapel Area High School.
Now, are you getting face-to-face classes now? I think so, right?
All of mine are currently on Zoom, but I think Pitt's increasing their in-person classes slowly.
Do you know what you might be majoring in?
Computational biology.
Excellent. And I'll tell you, those are two words I haven't heard put together too much. Does it have anything to do with gene sequencing or just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, genetics, yes.
Well, that's great. You must love both biology and math, and I would imagine computer science too.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you also are a great artist, and Fed Up is the name of what you created, and it was an award winner for the Teen Media Awards. Can you describe it? It's hard on the radio. We did put a link to it, but can you describe the work, the materials you used, and a little bit of what it looks like?
Yes, so it's a self-portrait of when I was 4 years old, and it's a colored pencil portrait. And I use some yarn to crumple up into my hands, and then it strings into my mouth. So it represents, like, everything that's going on with coronavirus and the racial injustice. And I felt that I was just fed up with everything.
Wow. What a great work. And I'm, if you go to Anzu's Instagram page, which is pretty easy to get at. It's just ANZUAN. You'll see it. I think I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it. It's really something. What you see in it is, I didn't realize it was a self-portrait. There's yarn in your right hand sort of coming up to your mouth, and then yarn in your left hand. The right hand is red, the left hand is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great thing. What materials? You mentioned charcoal, mostly?
Yes, charcoal, colored pencil, pastel.
And the detail on it is just incredible. Did somebody teach you art to help you develop this kind of style, or?
I've always just loved art. I was drawing ever since I was little, and I just picked up my skills, like, as I went. I took some art classes at high school and some private lessons along the way, but mainly just through practice.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. The shadowing, I'm trying to describe a work of art, a work of visual art over the radio, and it's never that easy. But you're wearing a pink jacket, a sort of a sweat jacket, and the shadowing on that is really good. And I think it says Lisa on it. Am I right? Oh, no, USA. Is it USA?
Yes, it says Washington, and then there's a symbol, and then it says USA.
I'm looking at it from about 5 feet away, so it's not your lettering, it's my eyes. So your senior year was really cut short. I mean,
it was.
And
yes.
What did you continue classes after March?
Mm-hmm. All online, and we were supposed to go back in about a month, but then that was also cut off. We didn't get a prom, we didn't get a graduation.
Ah, that's something. Yeah, I know. At the beginning, I think we all figured, oh, we can do this. But then when the end was indeterminate, that makes it really hard to not know how long it's going to last. How was your graduation handled?
Well, we had individual graduations where we would go up in mass one by one. So I think the school did the best that they could in like what we were allowed to do.
Yeah, all in all, I think you're right. And I'm glad you chose Pitt. It's a great school. And
I love it there, yeah.
A lot of folks don't know how strong Pitt is in so many different areas. And in computational biology, that's exciting to do that. How did you even find out that such a major existed?
I loved computer science and biology in high school. And I was just looking at all the different fields, and I saw computational biology was a new developing field. So I figured that it'd be interesting to go into.
Would you, I realize you don't have your degree yet, but I'm sure you've looked at it. I would think you could do things with disease prediction and preventive measures, knowing if a person has certain attributes to their body chemistry or whatever it is you can measure so that you can make lifestyle adjustments. What a fascinating thing. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And I know you've got an Etsy store. How can people best access your art? I want to be sure folks listening have a chance.
On my Instagram page that you mentioned at an.vuan, there's a link to my Etsy store as well.
Excellent. I'll make sure that we include that on our post this morning so that people can find it on our Facebook page. And I hope people doing so will consider maybe purchasing something. But at the very least, it's a good thing to do so you can actually see your art and celebrate it, because what you've created is just terrific. One other thing. Had you ever entered into the Teen Media Awards prior to this year?
Ever since, I think, 4 years. So I've won an award 3 times, so this is my third.
Oh, my goodness. You're an old hand at this. I was going to ask you what it was like to get notified, but I entered. I'm going to get... No, I'm sure it was still pretty exciting.
It was very exciting, yes.
Look. Thank you for being able to be with us. I hope you'll keep in touch, and good luck at Pitt. I hope you'll be in classrooms soon.
I hope so. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I enjoyed talking to you.
You too. I meant to ask is if there's anybody you want to acknowledge or give a shout out to.
I think to all the teachers that are struggling to balance the online and in-person environment, and all the people working to save everyone's lives and just working towards a better future for everyone. I think that's what I wanted to say.
Thanks, Ansu. Take care.